Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 1st. Here are the top headlines from the News and Observer. It will be partly sunny today with a 40% chance of rain. Look for a high of 77 and a low of 56. In our top story, 3 weeks after South Carolina law enforcement officers searched a bus carrying Shaw University students, the Spartanburg County Sheriff denied the school president's claim that the stop was racist. The sheriff said the search was part of a larger operation to remove drugs from the county's highways. Almost 40 other buses were stopped out of 1,000 stops. The bus from Shaw University was stopped after an officer saw the bus weaving around in the traffic lane. Nothing illegal was found, and the driver was given a warning. But the president of the historically black university called the incident unfair and unjust and said it was reminiscent of a time when black students were intimidated by law enforcement. The sheriff said he has tried repeatedly to talk with the school president about the incident. Her office said she did not have any statement following the sheriff's press conference. In education news, the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments Monday in two cases concerning the use of race in higher education admissions practices, including one involving UNC Chapel Hill. The court will consider whether institutions of higher education can use race in their admissions decisions. The court also will decide whether UNC's practices violate the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which provides equal protection under the law. The case stems from a 2014 lawsuit brought by an anti-affirmative action group made up of thousands of rejected applicants, prospective students and parents. Depending on how the court rules, the decisions could significantly alter, or even bring an end to, race-conscious admissions processes. In crime news, a Johnston County man faces a criminal charge after his 2-year-old son fatally shot himself after finding a loaded gun in his father's truck last month. The man is charged with failure to properly and safely store a firearm to protect a minor. The child climbed into a pickup truck through an open door and discharged the firearm while playing with it. He died from a single gunshot wound. And finally, the Johnston County District Attorney has launched an investigation into school board member and former Smithfield Police Detective Ronald Johnson. Johnson was fired from the Smithfield Police Department last month due to his detrimental personal conduct. The Johnston County School Board has publicly censured Johnson twice and asked the DA to try to remove him from office after he refused to resign his board seat. He is accused of actions such as sending inappropriate texts and using police equipment for personal use. Those are just some of the stories we've been working on for our readers. For the latest information, please visit our website, and consider supporting our journalism with a subscription.